I'm going to read from Isaiah the prophet, the final chapter. I'll read from verse 5, but consider verses 7, 8 and 9. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word, your brethren who hated you, who cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy, but they shall be ashamed. The sound of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who fully repays his enemies. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I cause delivery? Shall I who cause delivery shut up the womb, says your God? Those last three verses are rather strange to understand. God proposes a situation in which a woman who is about to give birth does so before she's entered labour, or delivers a child before she's ever been in pain. I've never been in that situation, of course, but I have it on very good authority. It is very painful. And labour can be very long. And the Lord asks, who has heard of such a thing? Of someone having a child without going through the pain, without experiencing all the pangs of labour? No one, of course, we might reply. Have you ever heard of it? No. Have you ever seen it? No also. Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? In other words, the picture of a woman giving birth is a picture both of Israel, God's people, and also the earth itself. So God has ordained it that before giving birth, a woman will enter labour and experience a great deal of pain. Likewise, something good is going to happen in Israel with God's people. Something very good is going to happen on the earth, but only after there has been a period of pain, a period of labour, a period of trial, a period of difficulty. And Isaiah, or God through Isaiah, is perhaps writing here to those of God's people who went into exile, who were carried off to Babylon by the rivers of Babylon. We sat down and wept, yea, we remembered Zion. And the point that is being made is that before the land will be restored to Israel, Israel must go through the difficulty, as it were, of labour. Likewise, before wonderful things will once again be seen on the earth, there will be difficulty, there will be trial, there will be tribulation. Verse 9, shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord. In other words, can we imagine almost the opposite situation now, whereby a woman goes through labour and pain, but there's nothing there? Well, actually, that does sometimes happen, but it won't happen here. Shall I, who cause delivery, shut up the womb, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem, he goes on to exclaim. So for people who were originally reading Isaiah's prophecy, the message is that you are, as a nation, are going to go through difficulty and trial, but you will be restored. You will have again your joy. And we know that Israel's joy ultimately came, not in the birth of her children, but the birth of one particular son, for unto them a son was born. Christ himself was coming to Israel, hundreds of years after Isaiah was writing, but he would come. But prior to that, Israel would be subjected to various empires and foreign occupations. Likewise, to we in this age of the church, the Apostle Paul, in the letter to the Christians of Thessalonica in chapter 5, says in verse 3, "For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labour pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape." And the context here is that the day of the Lord is coming. Christ will return. It will be painful, it will be unpleasant, but something wonderful will happen shortly thereafter. Now, we are not the generation who went to exile. We are not the generation who came back looking for the nation to be rebuilt. But we are the generation going through a difficult time. And I'm not referring to events which are happening right now, because there are people in the world, believers, who've gone through a far more torrid time than we're going through right now. But the bad times are here. And the bad times may even get far worse during our time. But the message of Isaiah is that the light will dawn. The kingdom is coming. Christ will return. And for anyone who looks for the blessings of God before the labour is like somebody looking for a child before the woman's entered labour. At the same token, don't think that because God allows his people, the church, to suffer, don't think that God has shut up the womb. The travail and the difficulty through which we go is merely a prelude to the good things which God is going to give us. Be encouraged by that word.